the money, what to charge, asking for the money, the awkward of everything to do with money. And is it possible that there are a lot of people who are really excited about their product or service in business, but when it comes to asking for the money or what to charge or how to package up the product or service into a price presentation, that sounds serious, doesn't it? They seem to be the complicated questions. So what if we could make it really simple? What if pricing, money, what to charge and how to ask for it was really simple? So how about start with the fundamentals of business, which is why are you in business? Has it got anything to do with choosing your own hours, being your own boss, earning the amount of money that you want to earn, going on holidays when you want to go on holidays, and working with the people that you want to work with? And what does money have to do with all of that? Could money be part of that target market? So when you know how much you want to earn, when you know what your expenses are going to be, when you know how many hours you want to invest into your business, that would then tell you how much to charge. So there's a simple, how much you want to earn, add that to your expenses, divide it by the number of hours you want to invest, and that will tell you what to charge. Now your target market, of course, is who has that money. So whether you've got a tiny amount of money that you need to charge or a huge amount of money that you need to charge, is it possible that there are people who can afford either of those? People with tiny budgets and people with enormous budgets and everything in between. So that's the easy part. When you know what to charge, there are a lot of people who share with me though that they want to be able to help everybody. And is it possible that if you have a product or service and it only has a tiny price tag attached to it, is it possible that there will be people who aren't interested in buying that product because it doesn't cost very much? So it's something really special to consider. You might have done your numbers and worked out that you can charge a very small amount because you have low expenses and you have a product or service that either doesn't cost very much to produce or it's your own time and you know exactly how much you need to earn. The reverse of that, is it possible that there are people that will not be able to afford your product or service because it, the amount that you need to charge for you to have a life where you can live the life you want to live, they can't afford that amount. And that's usually a big one, particularly in my profession as an exercise professional. When I'm helping people set up their pricing, it's always about, well, I want to be able to help everybody and what if they can't afford my product? And it's a beautiful question to ask, but I'm going to go back to the first one, which is, why are you in business? And if you are not earning the amount of money that you need to earn to have a successful business, how many people can you help? I'll ask that again. If your business is not profitable and it goes broke, how many people will be able to buy your product or service? Could the answer be nobody because your business won't be there? So the money thing, the awkward, uncomfortable money thing could be really important to get it right and possibly get it right first time. So here's the big question. When you know how much you need to charge, what about if you want to help the people who don't have enough money to buy your product or service? And what do you do if there are people who would find that amount offensive because it's just not enough? And I use the example there. There are people who are not looking for a cheap plastic surgeon or a cheap lawyer or a cheap architect. They want top quality service and they often relate top quality service or product to price. There are people who really want to have a top quality lawyer or doctor or architect or exercise professional, but they just can't afford it. So what can we do and is there a way to help? And of course there is. Woohoo! And I'm going to use the very special experience I had as a 21-year young, passionate human being. I was managing a health club in North Queensland in Australia. And a man came into my health club and wanted to join the gym. He was of more mature age. When you're 21, everyone seems old, of course. But he was probably maybe 60, maybe older. And we had a great conversation and he, yes, joined the gym, but he asked me a really interesting question. He said, I would like you please to come and work for me. What do I need to do to get you to come and work in my pub? And I'm an exercise professional. I've always been an exercise professional. So I had no interest in working in the pub and I don't drink. So I shared that with him. I said, Cole, I don't drink, so I'm not going to be very valuable to your pub. And I also have no idea how to serve alcoholic beverages. And he said, no, that's the easy part. What I wanted to do is bring you into my organization, and I need you to use your superb communication skills at the businessman's bar. And that's what it was called, the businessman's bar. And he made it almost an offer too hard to refuse, and I couldn't because it was just too good. First of all, the money was great, yes. But he said, I want your communication skills to be able to ask the right questions of people that come to the bar. I'd like you to work, please, between 3 in the afternoon and 7 in the evening. And he offered me an enormous amount of money to do that. For me, that was just a part-time fun thing to do where I could practice my communication skills. So if you are in a career path where you are meeting people all of the time, what a great opportunity to practice your communication skills. Now, the beautiful thing, though, about working in a bar, in a pub, is you don't have to worry about the money. When people come to the pub, they will tell you exactly what they want to drink, and they've probably got a pretty good idea of how much it's going to cost. So let's just use this as a beautiful example. When you go to the pub, can you have a glass of water and the bar person will charge you nothing for that glass of water if it's not Italian sparkling, for example? And of course, the answer is yes. Could you have a beer or a glass of wine for, depending on the pub, it could be $6, $7, $8, $10. Could you have an expensive mixer drink? So could you have a scotch or bourbon or gin? And it might be $12, $15, $20 for the drink. You might have a cocktail, could be $25. And at the pub, regardless of where the pub is in the world, is it possible that there will be bottles of champagne, for example, that might be $100, $150, $200, regardless of what pub and where that pub is? So let's put that into perspective. When you go to the pub, you can have a drink for free, or you can have a bottle of champagne for up to $200 or more. But this beautiful thing happens when you go to the pub. When you go up to the bar person doesn't say, you have to have a beer, or you have to have a glass of wine and it's going to cost $12, or you have to have a scotch and coke and it's going to be $15. That doesn't happen. What's the beautiful thing that happens when you go to the pub or to a bar? You walk up and the bar person says, what would you like to drink? And for me, that's one of the most beautiful questions, because of course, as an exercise professional, shouldn't that be what we ask our clients first up? What do you want to do? What is your goal? What do you want to achieve? So at the bar, it's easy. The person says, I want a glass of water. So you give them a glass of water, it's for free. And or you give them whatever it is that they want to drink, and they give you the money and they have their drink. No one goes to the pub expecting to get a free drink unless, of course, they're drinking water. So what if we could apply that to the business, to any business, but let's apply it as an exercise professional. And I'll share this because it's just such a simple process. What if after you've worked out how much you need to earn, how much money you need to make to be profitable, and how many hours you're going to work, which would then tell you how much to charge, you now have a set amount that you need to bring into your life every day. And that'll also tell you how many customers or clients that you need. But once again, is it possible that there are people who have no money? They want a glass of water. They'd love to train with you, but they haven't got any money. Is it possible there are people that might have a tiny budget? So it might be $5 a week or $10 a week, some small amount of money, but they'd really like to be involved with what you do. They're really excited that you could be their exercise professional. Are there people that would be offended if you offered them cheap exercise sessions? As a personal exercise coach, if you said, I'm the cheapest exercise professional, the cheapest personal trainer, they would probably find that offensive. They may have an idea in their head of what personal training is worth to them. And I would, of course, call myself a personal exercise coach and share if I'm going to share the amount that I'm worth, is it possible that there are people that would find that too cheap and some of them would find that too expensive? I'm asking that question because when you go to the pub, the publican, the bar person, doesn't tell you what to drink and what they're going to charge. You tell them what you want to drink with an association of how much that's going to cost. So, what if you were to put together a price package for everybody? And instead of telling people how much it costs or how expensive it is or what you're charging or doing a price presentation, what if you were to ask not only what is it that you want from me as an exercise professional, or me as your personal exercise coach, or me as the owner of the gym, but what if you were to ask, and what is your budget? How much had you decided to invest in achieving your goal? And is it possible that there are people that have no money, people that have a tiny budget, people that have a medium-sized budget with that headspace, as I shared, that I think this is what it should be worth, and that might be $40, $50, $60, who knows? But here's a really important question. Is it possible that there are some people that drink expensive champagne? They don't want a beer, they don't want a water, they don't want a cocktail, they want an expensive bottle of champagne. And I'm asking that question for a reason, because at the pub, this example really taught me a lot. There were people that if you offered them a beer, it would be offensive. They want top level, top shelf alcohol, and they're prepared to pay for it. Is it possible that there are people who don't want a cheap trainer, they don't want a cheap gym membership, they want top level service, and they want to be looked after by a true professional person? And if you were to offer them what they would consider to be cheap, now you might have set an amount that you need to earn, which is $20, $30, $40, $50, $60 for half an hour or an hour, but they might find that offensive. And I'm going to give you the beautiful story for this. And I learned from everybody, but this was a really big lesson for me. I had a gorgeous man come into my health club, and he had been sent on referral. And not only just sent on referral, but he'd been sent from a famous tennis player in Queensland, in Australia. And he came in saying, I want somebody to get my body into peak physical condition. And that's a great start for a conversation, isn't it? So, of course, I went through I would happen to be at the front desk, so I went through the W questions. We had a great conversation. And we got to this point, which we all have to get to at some stage, you know, the money, the awkward. But I'm a firm believer that I don't want to tell people how much they have to pay. I really want to ask people, how much had you planned on investing? And it takes all the awkward out of the conversation, because I don't have to say to somebody, this is how much it costs, or this is our prices, or have you been wondering how much it's going to cost? I always ask in a very respectful way, how much had you planned on investing to make sure that you achieve that goal by that day, date and time? And that's the really important part of asking those initial questions. How can I help you if I don't know what it is that you want? How can I get you a drink at the bar if I don't know what it is that you want to drink? So would it be really important that before we tell somebody what they have to drink, what they have to do, what exercises we're going to give them, or how much it's going to cost, would it be good to find out what it is that they want to do? So I said very respectfully, you've got a very specific goal, a very specific date and time that you want to achieve that goal. How much had you planned on investing to make sure that you achieve that goal by that day, date and time? And this beautiful man responded with, I don't want to deal with anybody who isn't as professional as I am. And he literally wrote me a check for $45,000 right there. And yes, he wanted top level service. He wanted to be looked after, and he wanted to have regular exercise sessions. And I'm sharing that with you because this is what he said to me. I'm a professional person. That's what I'm worth. And I don't want to exercise with somebody that isn't worth as much as I am. Wow. So if I had told him, and I think at the time, by the way, this is a long time ago, I think a personal exercise coaching session, and this was the 90s, was $25 for half an hour. Now, there are people who are still charging that now, but back then that was a reasonable amount of money to charge for half an hour of exercise. But if I had shared that with Daniel, I think he would have been offended, and I think that he would never have been my client. Now, the beautiful part to this story is we became very good friends, obviously, because we trained together 3, 5, sometimes 7 times a week. And what's really special, he was a fashion designer. If you know anything about me, I really love beautiful clothes. I love being well presented. And we taught each other a lot. I taught him a lot about anatomy and physiology, and he taught me a lot about fashion and style. So much so that he made my wedding dress when I married Cayman. And not only did he make it for me, but he wouldn't let me see it until the day I got married. He literally drove from Brisbane to the Gold Coast and dressed me in my beautiful wedding dress. And that's the kind of relationship that we built up. Now, I'm sharing that story with you for a really special reason. If I told you at the start of this conversation that you could charge $45,000 a year for someone to come and train with you, you may or may not have believed me. That particular experience taught me I would never have asked somebody for $45,000, but I had learnt that beautiful question: how much had you planned on investing to make sure you achieve your goal by this day, date, and time? And would that be a really nice thing to offer everybody? How much have you got to invest? Now, here's where it becomes really exciting. What if somebody's got no money? And my strong suggestion for this, again, from personal experience, is I never want to say no to somebody that's got no money. So if somebody says to me, Rowie, I would love you to be my personal exercise coach, but I don't have any money, we would sit down with their budget and work out whether or not that was true. And I'll give you several examples of people that literally they had either a dollar spare or $5 spare or $10 spare for the week. That was it. They just didn't have any money. So I had a scholarship program for those people, and I loved being able to share this with them. We have a special program, scholarship program, for people who have no money. And every single one of my other clients, and as I've shared many times, yes, I was the manager of a health club, and yes, I taught 15 classes a week, but I also had 64 sessions of as a personal exercise coach. I looked after 64 different people. Nobody trained with me twice a week. Everybody was just once a week, except for Daniel, of course. And it was something very special that my other clients knew they were doing, that a percentage of what they invested into their exercise sessions were that money went to the scholarship program. So could you set up a scholarship program? Of course. Would it be really nice for people who have got absolutely no money whatsoever and you sit down and again, this is a personal trust conversation. I would love to be able to be your personal exercise coach. You've shared with me you've got no money. Let's see how we can work it out for you. And several times in my career, there's been people that have literally had no money, but they've still been able to come and train with me. And they have, because they've been part of the scholarship program. Now, the next thing which I have never done, but I've seen now work very effectively, particularly with social media. Remember when I was training people full time, there was no social media, there was no internet. What you can do is leverage your time for people that have a tiny budget. So let's say somebody only has $5 a week, or they can only invest $10 a week, or it might be a dollar a day, so it's $7 a week. What if once a week you invested 1 hour of your time or 2 hours of your time and you produced a video, an audio, a newsletter, some exercise suggestions, and you package that up, and you could have people invest a tiny amount of money to be able to exercise with you, even if they don't have the money to come to a regular exercise coaching session? And I always ask this question: let's say you have 100 of those, or you have 1,000 of those people, and they're investing a dollar a day. Could that be a nice added income to your business? So you're going to leverage your time for an hour, maybe 2 hours a week, to produce a video, to produce an audio, but you now have a product that you can, that people can invest in, even if they've got only a tiny budget. So the first one is, I want a glass of water at the pub. The second one is, I just want a cup of coffee, perhaps, which is $5, or a cheap on tap beer, which might be $7. And I still get to come to the pub, I still get to drink at the bar, but I don't have to invest in a $200 bottle of champagne. What a great option. The next group of people might be the ones that fit nicely into the amount of money that you have to charge. So if you've worked out that an exercise coaching session with you is going to be $40, $50, $60, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. And I have to reiterate this. It doesn't matter what other people are charging. It doesn't matter if you think you can't charge that. The amount of money that you need to charge is how much do you need to earn based on the number of hours that you want to invest and based on your expenses. If you charge any less than that, you'll go broke. If you charge any more than that, I would ask why. Of course, we're in a profession where it's, I think, really important to be wanting to help people. And if you've worked out exactly how much you need to earn to have a life of abundance, why would you need to charge more than that? I'll just use that as an example. So you've got an amount, and I'll use a round number. Let's say it's $50. Somebody might share with you, when you ask that beautiful question, how much had you planned on investing in your exercise sessions with me so that you can achieve your goal by this day, date, and time? The amount might be $50. And you say, perfect, we have a package for people who have a $50 to invest in achieving their goals. It might be 45, it might be 60. And it's much easier if somebody's got $45 to invest, it's much easier for them to find an extra $5 to come up to the 50 than if you are aiming to force them into a higher price package. So it's not that you've got to now convince them to invest $50. They've already planned on investing $45. So all you've got to do is raise that by an extra $5. The other thing to be really aware of there is if they definitely don't have the extra $5, is it possible that you could create something where you can say, well, we have a price package, or we have a program for people who can't afford the current amount, or we have a price package for people who want to be able to afford exercise coaching, but they can't at the moment. And it might be that they come every second week. It might be that they come once a month, but they are still involved in that other program that you have, which is you send them a video, an audio, a newsletter once a week. I'm asking very personally from my heart to yours, wouldn't it be nice if everybody that came to your pub could drink whatever they wanted, regardless of their budget? Wouldn't it be nice if everybody that came to your business, you had something to offer them? Most importantly, though, you have to make sure that you're earning the amount of money that you need to earn. Otherwise, you'll go broke and then you can't help anybody. So when you're doing your business plan, when you're putting your numbers together, you might need to work out, okay, I need 40 people paying $1 a day. I need 20 people investing $50 a session. And then comes the really exciting one, where you share that question, how much had you planned on investing in your goal to be achieved by this day, date, and time? And a person says to you, I had planned on investing $100 a week, or $200 a week, or $45,000 for the year. Now, there's two answers there. You can beautifully share, congratulations, of course we can have, or we have a program for people who have a top level budget, and we will make sure that you achieve your goal by this day, date, and time based on your budget. Or you can say, great news, you've got a budget of $100 a week or $200 a week, but it's only going to be $50 a week. And that again is part of the beautiful joy of having your own business. So you can create a personalized, customized payment plan for somebody that has an enormous budget. Or you can share with them that, guess what, you don't have to invest that much money. Just be careful, again, from personal experience, is it possible that if somebody's prepared to invest $100, $200, $500 a week and you offer them personal exercise coaching for $50 a week, they might find that offensive? And I have to give you the example again based on the pub. If somebody wants a expensive bottle of wine, and as we know, you can spend thousands, hundreds and thousands of dollars on a bottle of wine. But if somebody wants an expensive bottle of wine and you were to offer them a cheap bottle of wine, so if somebody's expecting to pay $200 for a bottle of wine and you offer them a $20 bottle of wine, is it possible that they would find that offensive? Is it possible that there are people that drink cask wine and think it's ridiculous to invest $200 in a bottle of wine? And I'm asking all of those very important questions because we often force people into what we do rather than find out what they want. And that was my beautiful experience at the pub. Some people drink water, some people drink coffee, some people drink beer, some people drink wine, some people drink cocktails, and some people drink top shelf champagne. And they have the right to do that. They've worked hard for the budget that can afford a $200 bottle of wine, or they're working really hard but supporting a whole lot of other causes and people and family, and they've just come in for a glass of water and a cup of coffee because they want to hang out at the pub. And wouldn't it be nice to be able to help everybody? So please consider, rather than telling people how much it costs to train with you, how much you charge, even the dollar investment. It's a lovely thing to say. You're probably wondering what the dollar investment is, but wouldn't it be just so much more respectful to be able to say, how much had you planned on investing to make sure that you achieve your goal by this day, date, and time? And is it possible that that would take all the awkwardness out of the conversation? It shows that you genuinely care and that you listened because you've related the money to their goal. And more importantly, from a business perspective, could that give you a USP, a unique selling point? You could share with people that you are the only exercise professional who customizes and tailors a payment plan to suit the budget of your client. So regardless of your budget, whether it's tiny or enormous, we will find a way for you to achieve your health and fitness goals with me as your personal exercise coach. Now, the really important part of this is I've gone over it very quickly. It's a great idea and it works beautifully, but you have to customize it to your business and you have to customize it to your business plan. And that's what the Max program is all about. So if you would like help with your pricing, with your price packages, how much to charge, what you think your expenses might be, if you'd like to practice asking that beautiful question, you're probably if we're going to talk about money, wouldn't it be nice that we didn't have to talk about the money? Wouldn't it be nice if we asked the beautiful question, how much had you planned on investing in your health and fitness to achieve your goal by this day, date, and time? And the important part of that, of course, is that you, the first time you say that, you don't want that to be with a potential paying client. Wouldn't it be good to practice, plan, and prepare for a powerful performance so that you are really good at asking the right questions and really comfortable with asking the right questions? And I'll just use Daniel again as an example. If I had been uncomfortable, if I hadn't been, if I hadn't practiced asking that question, is it possible that A, I would have missed out on a great client, but ultimately on a really good friend if I hadn't practiced, planned, and prepared to ask that question? So yes, how about we relate all business to going to the pub? What if you are the business that can offer everybody that comes into your business something, whether it's a glass of water, a cup of coffee, a beer, a wine, a cocktail, or a bottle of champagne based on their budget and based on their likes. Now, you might be exactly the opposite to that and you have one product, one service, this is how much it costs, and that's it. And congratulations, because that means you know exactly what you're worth. You'd never discount. You're going to stay in business because you're going to target market the people that can afford your product or service. Remember, when somebody reads your marketing, they would say, oh my God, that's me. They can help me or they can help somebody in my family. That's the really exciting part of business. You get to choose. But if you are the person who really wants to be able to help everybody, what a great USP to have in your business. So we will customize and tailor your dollar investment to suit your budget. We never want money to be a reason why you can't afford to have a personal exercise coach to help you achieve your goals safely, quickly, and effectively. If I can help you with that, if you think I can add value to your business plan, if you think I can add value to your communication skills on how to do that effectively, it would be an honor and a pleasure. I do find it personally offensive when people say to me that you can't charge a lot of money for personal exercise coaching. I find it offensive when people say to me that you can't make money, you can't have a successful business, you just have to do it for the love of it. Of course you do it for the love of it. That's what business is all about. Do what you're absolutely passionate about. Be the best in the world at it. Add massive value to people's lives. That's the sweet spot. And is it possible that if you're adding massive value to people's lives, then they will want to invest time and money in you? Last but not least, there's a really interesting thing to take note. Of all my clients who were on the scholarship program, of all my clients who initially only perhaps trained once every 2 weeks or once a month because they couldn't afford the amount that we were charging, it was really interesting how quickly people found the money. When something is valuable in somebody's life and they want it, is it possible that they will find the money? They'll work out a way. And I use that as an interesting example because Are there people who are technically poor? They don't have any money, technically, but they smoke, they drink, they take away food, they take drugs, they gamble. But you would look at them and say, well, that person doesn't have any money. Isn't it interesting that money is often about allocation, particularly in the Western world? It's not that we don't have any money, it's where we allocate the money. And that's the beautiful thing. If somebody thinks they can't afford you, and I'll ask an even different question. If somebody's got no money and you put them on a scholarship program, but you get them fit and strong and improve their self-esteem and their posture gets better and their hair, skin and nails get really healthy and they've got a stack of energy, is it possible that they'll get promoted, that they'll earn more money, that they'll quit their lousy, stinking, rotten job and get a better job? Is it possible that when we have an effect on people's lives physically and mentally, that the rest of their life will get better as well? And that's what was always beautiful, that the people that were on the scholarship program or the people that were investing a tiny amount of money or only coming once every two weeks or every month, very quickly went into full paying customers and clients and wanted to be, because their life had changed based on, I want to add value to people's lives. How about you? And I share that very passionately. If you are committed to adding value to people's lives, being the best in the world at what you do, and you love what you do, is it possible that your business will be successful and your business will be profitable? So the outcome is simple. If you want to have a successful, profitable business, earning the amount of money that you want to earn, working the hours that you want to work, being on holidays at the times that suit you the best, and investing time with people that you like the best, once you work out what that is, the process is simple. Whether that's an enormous health club, a chain of health clubs, a personal training studio, a home studio, boot camps, and a contracted personal trainer, doesn't matter what it is. Once we know what it is that you want to achieve, the process is really simple. So yes, please, you have coaches who are absolutely committed to you achieving your goals. Please take advantage of the coaching, and or not. There's plenty of information. You've got a toolbox full of skills, tools, and knowledge to be a successful, profitable exercise professional, to be a successful, profitable business person, regardless of what business you're in. We're here to either personally coach you through the program, or the program itself will give you everything that you need. So thank you in advance, or thank you for choosing your own hours, being your own boss, working at the hours and times that you want to work, investing time with the people that you want to invest time with, going on holidays when it suits you, and most importantly, waking up every day absolutely loving what you do. Does that sound good? Woohoo!